Article 47. Binding Corporate Rules. 2. Continued. The binding corporate rules referred to in paragraph 1 shall specify at least I. the complaint procedures. J. the mechanisms within the group of undertakings, or a group of enterprises engaged in a joint economic activity for ensuring the verification of compliance with the binding corporate rules. Such mechanisms shall include data protection audits and methods for ensuring corrective actions to protect the rights of the data subject. Results of such verification should be communicated to the person or entity referred to in point H, and to the board of the controlling undertaking of a group of undertakings, or of the group of enterprises engaged in a joint economic activity, and should be available upon request to the competent supervisory authority. K, the mechanisms for reporting and recording changes to the rules and reporting those changes to the supervisory authority. L, the cooperation mechanism with the supervisory authority to ensure compliance by any member of the group of undertakings, or group of enterprises engaged in a joint economic activity, in particular by making available to the supervisory authority the results of verifications of the measures referred to in point J. M, the mechanisms for reporting to the competent supervisory authority any legal requirements to which a member of the group of undertakings, or a group of enterprises engaged in a joint economic activity is subject in a third country which are likely to have a substantial adverse effect on the guarantees provided by the binding corporate rules, and N, the appropriate data protection training to personnel having permanent or regular access to personal data. 3. The Commission may specify the format and procedures for the exchange of information between controllers, processors and supervisory authorities for binding corporate rules within the meaning of this article. Those implementing acts shall be adopted in accordance with the examination procedures set out in Article 93(2).